So I'm joined here on the line by Martin Chulov, who is in Syria and is nearby Homs. Martin, communications from inside the city are very hard to come by, but can you give us the scene from where you are?
Well, the siege of Homs has been tightened. The city itself has been all but sealed off, especially to the south and west, where the Free Syrian Army have been trying to send reinforcements for 2 or 3 days now and resupplies and haven't been able to get through. All the paths that they've used have been blocked off, and they're looking for new ways to get into the city. It's been heavily damaged. Especially Bab al-Ama and al-Khalidiyah, the two rebel-held areas that have been targeted by Syrian government artillery over the last 10 days. Not many people have been able to flee, although today we did meet a family of four who had made their way to where we were. All of them were injured. They got out in a lorry, broken limbs, some internal injuries. They were briefly assessed where we were, and after that they were looking to try and get out of Syria into Lebanon. The city itself, it seems to be deprived of electricity. It has no internet access at all. The water supplies are very poor. Some humanitarian aid did get in yesterday, and we understand that the authorities in Damascus are allowing more in today and possibly tomorrow.
And from what you're seeing from the people you're speaking to, is this a revolution which is gathering steam, or is this an insurgency which is being battered by continued attacks and looks to be running out of steam?
A bit of both, actually. Homs itself has, as you say, been battered into submission, particularly those two areas we talk about. The fight there was very much one way. It was artillery coming in, not much going out in the way of firepower at all. We're talking the odd Kalashnikov, which certainly can't take the fight to a standing army firing artillery from a long way away. So Homs itself is a city that has been battered. Not much in the way of resistance is taking place there. If you get out into the hinterland around Homs, the forsaken rural villages and towns, there is an insurgency that is gathering steam. Just today we saw 15 more defectors arrive from Damascus. Yesterday there was another 15. We understand that two more are on their way, having left their units in Damascus yesterday afternoon. They're trying to get back to their hometowns here. The Free Syrian Army does rule the roost in a lot of these towns. The Syrian Army itself is on the outskirts. The tanks don't enter town. That's not to say this situation is going to last, but for now, the insurgency here does control some parts of the city, some parts of the towns and villages, I should say. It does have freedom of movement around, and its numbers are swelling on a daily basis.
We've now seen days and days of bombardment of various kinds of the city of Homs. Is there still fear that the worst is yet to come, that a grand invasion, that troops could really move into the city?
Well, there's very much that fear, and we also have to bear in mind that no matter how brutal the bombardment has been, the Syrian army have not used the full range of their capabilities in Bab al-Ama or in al-Khalidiyah. We haven't seen airstrikes. We haven't seen heavy artillery. It's been mostly mortars, light rockets. We're told some tank rounds, but I haven't been able to confirm that. So, they do have a lot more up their sleeves should they choose to use it. As for the outlying areas, spreading down towards Lebanon, where the regime believes that weapons are flowing regularly across the border, it's only 30 kilometers from the Lebanese border to Homs. It would not be difficult to move an army down this way to take these towns and villages that have ousted regime elements and, are trying to take the fight to the government from here.
Martin Chulov, thanks very much.
Welcome.